Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Daily Pop. I'm Carissa. This is Justin. This is Morgan. And we have so much to get into in the next hour. Selena Gomez upsets Taylor Swift's fans by wearing Kim Kardashian's Skims shapewear. Ooh. Can you be friends with someone who has an issue with your other friends? Then Brody Jenner is apparently single again. What are the chances as he rekindles with Caitlyn Carter, plus the latest in the Meghan King and Jim Edmonds drama, including what Meghan's stepdaughter is now saying. Also, Bob Saget is stopping by our studio today, and it's National Cat Day. Thank you for sending us your pictures. We're gonna have some cute little kittens to show you in just a little bit. All right, but first, Selena Gomez is stuck in the middle. So Selena posted a picture of herself wearing Kim Kardashian Skims and then faced a whole bunch of backlash. Why? Well, Kim's notorious past feud with Selena's bestie, Taylor Swift. Selena apparently heard fans loud and clear. She deleted the Skims post and put up another story talking about her love for T-Swift. Quickly after, she wrote, "My ride or die, I would die for this one," and a few other kind things. So, oof, she got the message. She was like, "Oops, sorry, Taylor. Didn't mean to do that."
She shouldn't have put it up in the first place.
We talked about it this morning. I do believe that people, I've learned to realize that people can be absent-minded. She put something on that she felt comfortable and beautiful in. Obviously, Skims is Kim Kardashian's brand. I don't think you can forget about that. But I think in that moment, she really was just wasn't thinking about everything. She wasn't thinking like Taylor had this feud. She's my best friend. She was just thinking, this is cute. I'm wearing this and I posted it and she made a mistake.
We're not talking about a feud. We're not talking about like a hiccup.
Taylor Swift isn't our best friend, but we'll never forget that there's a feud between Taylor and Kim.
I get that, but I just think in that specific moment when you want to take a hot selfie, sometimes that's the only thing that matters. And I think that maybe she just got caught up and didn't, I don't think she intended to upset Taylor. Obviously, Taylor just came out and supported her song and said all the nice things about her. So I do feel like that's her best friend no matter what. She made a mistake. The thing that she did was bad is that for her to delete the photo and then post the kind of long-winded, like, Taylor's my person kind of thing, it's just, like, made it seem like what she did was unforgivable and so bad. Oh. She should have just...
Is.
I don't know. I mean, look, of course.
If you want to take a thirsty selfie, I'm totally down with it. If you want to be in the body contour situation, totally down with it. It's when you go above and beyond and tag it. I have a friend who's beefing with somebody, and I have left a nail salon with only 6 toes done and a paraffin on this hand not to run into said person.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure...
It's always at the nail salon,
too. Oh, it's at the nail salon. And I'm pretty sure if Courtney Cox ran into Angelina Jolie in customs, she'd probably revoke her damn citizenship not to say hello to her.
That's right. No, I agree
there
with you guys.
So here's the thing. I do not think you have to always jump ship on... get on board, not jump ship. Get on board with your friends, beef with
worked.
Other people.
Amen.
But there are certain people that have done maybe your friend so wrong that you do take a side on that.
But do you think it's possible, you two, that maybe she, do you think, so on the flip side, then you're basically saying she posted this selfie in her Skims and was like, oh my God, I'm gonna make everybody mad at me right now. I'm gonna piss Taylor off by doing this. No, she just didn't think about it for a second, which is, she's allowed. She's a human being.
Right?
You may be right.
Because she's not.
You may be right that she just had a, you know.
Also, Skims
thinking.
Is its own thing. I know it's Kim's, but maybe she was just like, this is Skims. Mm-mm. She wasn't posting it with malintent.
No. Yeah.
Do we agree on that?
Well, I do agree on that. And I do know that Selena has talked a lot about how she's actually not on her phone very often. She could be clueless. We could give her the benefit of the
that
doubt.
I'm not going to do that.
No, not the Taylor, but that maybe Kim
she
was
knew.
Skims' line.
But maybe Skims is what's working for Selena in under her clothes right now. And she, I don't know. I just think it's
the problem is, when women say that they're over something, they're not over it.
That's true. I said that a lot at dinner last night.
Okay, they're never over it. My whole thing with my enemies, as you know, you call them, there are people, certain people that I don't G with, and I don't care if my friends G with them. I just don't want it in my workplace, in my face, or in my home.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna G with that person,
right.
If you're gonna use that person to get your services done, I'm all about it.
Right.
Just don't bring him in this area.
Right, or showcase it on social
Keep
media.
Keep it separate.
Oh, no. You could, for me, I don't care. Showcase it on social media, be BFFs with him, because I know that certain people, when you go at somebody like a Skims situation, which is not this situation here, but let's say that you use someone for a manicure. Obviously, that person's using you for your celebrity, and you're using them for the manicure. Mm-hmm. That's
business. If it's a mutually beneficial relationship that has nothing to do with the quality of friendship, that's fine. He just doesn't, you don't want it in your own, when you're in your real life.
I don't want it in my real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you don't bring your friend to my
wedding,
the same restaurant
event, my party.
Like, we're not schmoozing in a three-way
here. No.
But it is tricky. I think when you are very close to somebody and then you're somebody that you don't like somebody and then they like somebody, I think it's virtually impossible to navigate that situation.
Here's my other question. I don't think Taylor called Selena. No. I think Selena saw this from the fans. What do you guys think?
I agree with you, but I just think posting the Taylor thing after made it just almost more dramatic.
I think Karlie Kloss was like, girl, you know she's petty. You know she will hold this against you. She would throw a Christmas party and not invite your ass and put Skims on the guest list.
Do you think Taylor really cared?
If he would have stayed up, I think she would have, especially after what she did 2 days ago with her Justin Bieber song.
And those two are the ones that are friends.
It's easy to forgive your best friend because you love them and you know that they love you and there's like this thing and they can easily say like, I'm an idiot. I wasn't even thinking. I didn't even realize it was Kim's line until after I posted it. And then I was like, oh, that was stupid. And I immediately took it down. And then you'd be like, okay, I understand. You know, it's like, that's a little annoying, but I understand. I'm not going to like not be friends with you over this.
How many times has your best friend's ex-boyfriend started dating another girl who you've never met, who came months after their breakup, but you still avoid that bitch in the grocery store because you don't even want your friends to know that y'all whiffed each other's breath when you pass by each other?
Save the story one more time.
Yeah. Like you just go out of your way to avoid. Like something could be the biggest deal at one point. The time has passed, the dust has settled, but you still don't really want to run into the new bitch.
You just avoid it.
Or the friend.
You avoid it to make your life easier. Not even to hurt that person's feelings.
It's
but
true.
To make your life easier, because I'm telling you right now, all the subtext that was happening between Taylor and the other friends about that post, Selena Gomez already knows. She's been a part of that situation. She knows when someone steps a little out of bounds with Taylor, she's the one who's been getting the text messages. Now she's not getting them.
But I think that they're all going to Joe now. I think Taylor's kind of ditched a lot of the squad.
She needs bridesmaids. I mean, she got to get people back in.
Yeah.
You have to walk with yourself down the aisle.
That's true.
Well, we'll assume that their friendship is still intact.
They're
and
fine.
They'll be just fine.
Selena, you're allowed to make mistakes. Sorry. Sorry that you're allowed to.
Well, Brody Jenner and Josie Canseco are reportedly done, but it sounds like he and his ex, Caitlyn Carter, are not planning to reconcile anytime soon either. TMZ reports that Brody and Josie split because of their age difference. He's 36, she's 22. They're apparently at different stages in their lives. And even though Caitlyn and Miley Cyrus also broke up, Caitlyn reportedly does not want to go back to Brody while he's still in his party animal phase.
Yeah.
What do you think about Brody and Caitlyn? Do you think they'll ever get back together?
I mean, I've seen Caitlyn the past few weekends and I've spoken to her. I mean, not that in-depth about anything, but I just think that she's in a good place and I think that he is in a good place as well, and I don't foresee them reconciling right now. I think they might have a night once again if they want to, but I don't think that they're gonna go back and be it. Once you're in a marriage or a relationship that is as serious as being in a marriage and you break up and you're not sort of like on the mend and you're not both just like dying to get back right away, then it's kind of probably over and it's really hard to navigate your way back into a place that you were before. Mm-hmm. So I don't foresee these two.
It gets really messy after it's been that serious.
And you have a dated idea of what it's like to be with that person that way. right? It's no, what your memories are no longer what reality is. I know something about this. So I do think they're not going to get back together. I think Caitlyn is on her own journey.
I love that you, like, have two margaritas with somebody. They, like, sell you the story, and you're like, oh, my God, I know her.
No,
I believe it.
Trust me. We talked about a few things. I don't think it's going to happen.
First of all, it's going to happen because guess what?
Oh.
The Hills is about to start filming in November.
They're going to talk about everything. They're not going to get back together.
They're going to talk about everything.
Nope.
The fans are going to get them back together.
Are they both going to be on it?
They are both going to be on it, but I do think that you're right. There's going to be a storyline where it's like there's going to be a night. They're going to be at the club, and he's going to be like, well, Caitlyn looks good tonight. I think that storyline is going to play out. I agree. They are not going to be a real-life couple again.
They are going to work this out on the show.
No.
They are going to talk about it because guess what? The whole Brody Jenner being a party boy thing is old and played out. That's not a real excuse because you knew what you were marrying when you got into that.
No, but she also grew up and she doesn't want to still do that. She's 30 years old. She wants to have a baby and wanted to go to the next phase in her life. And I don't think that he necessarily was ready to do that. I mean, he doesn't need to. He doesn't look tired. He's still stunning.
He is really
like, odd. It's ridiculous. That face is like not a joke.
I'm with you on this one, Morgan. I mean, I do think you guys are both right. There will be some
my
sort of storyline happening. But to actually officially get back together, I think once a marriage is, and I know they never legally got married in the United States.
They were married. She put on a dress. People flew to Bali. That's a marriage. Give me a break.
We get it.
You didn't sign that paper, though, girl.
Nonetheless, smarter to do that.
Nonetheless, they were so serious, and I do think when that breaks up, it can come back, but it takes like years, I think. I've heard of people, though, they get divorced and then they get remarried again. I know
my best friend's parents got divorced. They were not together our entire middle school and high school, and then literally got remarried 5 years ago.
Right?
So it does happen.
But it takes years.
But it's
also, you also have children together. When you don't have children together, I don't think they're going to get back. I'm so nervous now. Am I wrong? I don't think they're going to get back together. I'm going to text her at the break and ask her.
I think you're wrong. And I want to say this, and I don't know her very well. I know she's your friend. But sometimes when that camera comes on, people throw away their morals and they throw away I've been growing up and I know I've been in a mature relationship.
It will be a storyline.
MTV will show you that money. You will get back into bed with this guy. This guy will schmooze you. He will get you with the Brody Jenner mystique and you're going to be sucked back in.
No, it's going to be a storyline. She's going to address like her and Miley. It's going to be a storyline. I guarantee you it's going to be at the club. He's going to say to Frankie Delgado, Caitlyn looks good tonight, right? And then Caitlyn's going to be talking to Whitney and be like, I don't know. Like, I just haven't talked to him. Like so long, like it's just so weird. And then it's gonna be like they're flirting, and then there might be a kiss. They're not getting back together.
They're having meetings with production right now.
You got the storyline down,
how it goes.
The whole episode.
I know how to get.
Have you been on a reality show or something?
And I'm in the middle of getting divorced, so I get it. I understand how these things work. You see each other and you're like, everything's so cute, and then you leave each other and you're like, You know what I mean? Trust me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Okay. Well, speaking of couples, Christie Brinkley's ex, Peter Cook, he's engaged, you guys. The bride-to-be is Alba Janku. Reports say she is a 21-year-old college student who Peter just started dating a little over a year ago. So Alba's the same age as Peter and Christie's daughter, Sailor, and a few years younger than their son, Jack. Peter is 60. He tells Page Six they consider themselves lucky to have found in each other a soulmate.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
So let's talk about it. We've talked about the angle before of like dating a younger person, but let's say you're the 21-year-old's mother.
Mm.
And she goes, Mom, I fell in love. And I got engaged in Santorini, Greece, to this man. He's 60 years old. He's a little older than you, but he's great. What would you say?
And if I was Mrs., I would be like, all right, well, here is her medical insurance.
Yeah.
This is what her car note looks like.
Right.
This is her Amex bill that you can now cover. I went ahead and switched over the life insurance payments to you, and I just put your credit card down on her $14,000 a month rent.
There you go.
You can figure this out. And Sally Mae will be calling you about these student loans as well.
It's the Namiet. They just don't quit.
100%.
Pushy those people.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be so worried for my daughter. Listen, we talk all the time. Age is nothing but a number, and love is love, but this is such a drastic difference, you guys, that I don't know that any parent would feel comfortable with their daughter getting married to a man who's that much older.
I'm like, sorry, you guys. This is absurd.
Is there anyone that can be like,
this is absurd.
Good for you, honey. I hope this works out in your favor.
I would.
Your best friend dated a man that old when you were in college.
We weren't best friends. I didn't know her when she dated him. But we were friends after, and they broke up, and they didn't get married. And she probably should have stayed with him, but that was a different circumstance.
Wait, what do you mean? How?
That was just...
Hold on. It was a 20 and 16-year-old?
I hate Justin so much.
Time out, time out.
No, she was, no, she was older than 21.
Okay.
22 and a half.
22 and a half, and how old was this guy?
Say it. 63.
No, was he 63 or 50?
He was 63.
50-something. Anyway, we met after they were together, which was annoying because I would have liked to be
weird?
Around for that because it would have been a good time. But I, of course, I came in later. You know, nothing ever works for me. And then they dated for a little bit, and then they didn't date anymore. But getting married is different. And it was there's a lot of things I can't explain right now, Krista, that made that a different circumstance.
We're going to go to commercial break. Wait, question. Would you let your daughter date the 60-year-old?
I mean, you obviously, we've talked about this before, you have no control over your child at that age. Unfortunately, I would give my opinion and I would strongly advise against it. I don't know that I would go so far as like, I'm not going to go to your wedding because eventually I don't want to lose my daughter, right? Like, I don't want her to cut me out of her life because I don't approve of a relationship.
But don't you think you would have probably also raised a daughter that maybe would not, like, I just know at 21, somebody who is 60, I wasn't even.
It grossed you out.
There was not even, no.
You just can't think of being even, sexually attracted to
no.
somebody. Who's
and he's a really good looking guy. Nothing to say. It has nothing to do with his looks or anything like that. I knew that I probably wasn't going to get married to a 60-year-old man at 21. But you know what? Maybe
do
this
you
girl.
Know what? You sometimes
Amen.
Think that you raised this.
True.
And it's and you, know, you did not, everything right and
also,
shit happens.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying her parents did a bad job raising her. I'm just saying, I don't know. I know the way I was raised. And if I came home and was like, Mom, he's 60, she'd be like, cute, in the house. It wouldn't have gone further than that. Right?
Yeah, would you
I'd be like, Google
listen?
Him.
I need powder. I'm sweating through Justin's comments.
Okay, well, share us with your thoughts, you guys. Hashtag Daily Pop. Coming up, Meghan King Edmund's stepdaughter is speaking out about her parents' drama. We're going to dig into that. But first, it's National Cat Day, and we're going to celebrate by showing off your little furry ones. We asked you guys to send in your favorite cat pics, and we got a whole bunch, so here is some of them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys have some thoughts on Selena Gomez's post. Margaret says, is it possible Selena is just mature and didn't even think about it? Probably a lot more mature than that.
I honestly don't. I kind of agree.
Nisi says, what are we in high school? I had two best friends who didn't care for each other. That was their problem, and they knew I wasn't down with the petty messiness. Yes, but you were friends with both of them. So whenever it's two friends, I agree, stay out of it. But whenever it's just your best friend and it's like their arch enemy... Yeah, I'm usually on the side of my best friend.
Agreed. I don't think she wasn't on the side of Taylor by posting that, is my point. I think she just had a lapse in judgment, as we are all allowed to do as human beings.
Right.
Okay, well, Julie
Selena
has an idea. Julie says, oh, please, she took that pic to drive home her point that she's trying to go...
What?
Let's try that again. She's not trying to go against any women, i.e. Hailey Bieber, because in all of her interviews, she's kept saying how she was anti-pitting women against each other, not supporting women. She only wants to empower women.
Well, she should have empowered her by keeping it up and owning it.
Agree. That is very true. And that's what I said also. The deleting it and then the posting of Taylor made it seem like... She should have just said, I have love for everybody. Oh, no, yeah. That would have opened up a door, too. Yeah, you know, it's a tricky situation. I think maybe, I think, you know what? I think she should have left it and just let it die out, and we're going to keep it moving now. You know what I mean? I want to talk about Jim.
Okay.
Krista, I want to talk about Jim.
All right, Jim Edmonds' daughter is speaking out about his reported split from Real Housewife Meghan King Edmonds. 22-year-old Haley tells Us Weekly she's been waiting for this divorce for 3 years. Quote, I think it's impossible to be happy with someone, so I don't know if you would say narcissistic, but she, like, creates her own problems and loves conflict and things like that. The selfishness is miserable for anyone to be around, let alone to be married to her.
Mm. Okay.
That is some harsh words.
BT Dubs, it's like, I understand at 22, you just let it out and you say your whole thing, but I feel like sometimes when you're a stepchild and you don't like your step-parent and you blame them for a lot of the problems that happen in the marriage, you have to step back and think about, what does it say about your dad that he went ahead and married somebody that didn't get along with his kids? And if your stepmom was a narcissist at the divorce, I'm pretty sure that she was a narcissist at the first meeting.
But I also feel like, you know, Meghan was also very young when they first met. She's probably grown. You know, she's turned more into his wife than ever. I mean, when you first start dating or getting engaged, you don't really know somebody as well. She's obviously been a really good mother to their other children. Like, I mean, it's always challenging when your father moves on with a woman that's not your mother. And obviously, Haley's mother unfortunately passed away. Like, she's had to deal with a lot of different things with Meghan, and I know that that was a storyline on the show when they started. So I feel like she probably just has her own feelings about Meghan. I don't think it's representative of who maybe Meghan is as a person to everybody.
If I were Jim, I would have advised my daughter to not go to the press over a situation. Like, Maybe he didn't know, but I also feel like it kind of matches the words that Jim said about her, too, on his Insta stories. And so it's kind of like he doesn't need to be getting his, you know, the whole family doesn't need to be, like,
involved
and against each other.
And the press doesn't either, especially because she's not even on a show anymore.
Yeah.
And I also just feel like what's really upsetting is at one point Meghan and Jim really loved each other enough to get married. So let's keep that respect. You don't need to continue to stay together. You don't need to continue to be in each other's lives if it's not working out. But if at one point you loved each other enough to make the commitment that you were going to get married, let's not make it more difficult, because he's going to move on from this relationship and so is she. And to have to look back and be like, oh, I'm not proud of all the things I said and did.
Yeah.
Just make it easy on yourself and just don't say anything about it.
For sure. But I don't blame Haley at this point either. I blame Jim, because obviously he's the leader of that family. He is supposed to be the person that you look up to and you look at to see what, you know, how to move and how to navigate in this world. And the fact that he put that all out of there, you're right. She's just mimicking the words mm-hmm. that he said. I come from a divorced family, and I come from a place, a family where there were certain things that were kept from us as kids that we didn't find out until we were in our late 20s, and we could figure them out, kind of dissect them ourselves, mm-hmm. but really understand them.
But I think that's the best way to do
it. That's the best way to do it. And I think my mom thought my dad was certain things, but she never really put it on us, and she never really told us those things. She let us figure it out for ourselves. Not that he was, like, some terrible person, but the little quirks that he had, we had to figure them out for ourselves, and I just feel bad that they never got that chance. It seems like Jim has transferred all of his feelings about Meghan onto them already.
Yeah, well, I can say this. We've heard from Jim. We've heard now from Jim's daughter, and I'm 99% sure we're going to hear from Meghan very, very soon.
I'm ready for that nanny.
We'll have to watch for that. All right, up next, you guys, in honor of National Cat Day, we've got adorable kittens in the house.
I want to say hi.
Do I need to say anything else? Just look at them.
And Benadryl.
Melanie's here. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Daily Pop. We have some cuties here. We also brought in our self-named chief animal correspondent, Melanie Bromley.
I've promoted myself, guys. This is my, look.
You're so good. So these are some furry friends from Best Friends Animal Society. And this is Samantha Bell.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It is National Cat Day. All of these kittens are looking for a home. They're adorable and so sweet. Can you tell us about each of them, please?
Sure. So right here, this is our only female right here. So we've got, they're all brothers and sisters.
Aww.
And this is the female. Over here we have Van Halen, and he is sound asleep. Oh my goodness, so sweet in Mel's arms.
Wait, this is Van Halen.
That's Van Halen. Yes. This is Velvet Revolver.
Velvet Revolver is such a talker, you guys. If you like one of those, like, talky cats, this is...
You have so much to say. What do you have to say?
And this is Vance Joy and Van Morrison. So they're all the names after the band.
So I want to note, there's always this kind of cats versus dogs debate.
Well... They're
Which
actually
is the most popular.
Cats are more popular than dogs, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
There are about 93 million cats in households in America, where there are about 79 million dogs. So
cats are easier because they're so self-sufficient.
They are. They're so much easier, and they're so sweet, and they're also affectionate and loving and silly and
easy
fun.
To look after.
And easy. So if you have a busy lifestyle or maybe a smaller living space,
I hear you.
Then they're perfect.
I agree. I'm going to get you some treats in just a little bit.
Is it? easier to have multiple cats than multiple dogs? Because I have three cats. I can never have four cats.
I have three cats, too.
Yeah, I know. It's a real, like, it's that's wonderful. The point why you're a bit bonkers.
Right. You want to adopt them in pairs as kittens, so okay. when they grow up together, they learn their manners, aww. And they learn to scratch and bite each other instead of people. So
and
you're wonderful.
Couch.
Cute.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love this question we ask all the time. I think it's an easy question, but I want to hear your answer. Why sure. is adopting better than buying?
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's so many amazing cats in shelters right now that are looking for homes. And when you're adopting a home, you're adopting a cat, you're saving that cat's life and the next cat that's going to come into their space in the shelter. And if you're interested in adopting one of these little cuties, yes. they will be available at Best Friends LA. And you can go to bestfriends.org to find out about our life-saving pet adoption centers, as well as our network partners to adopt them.
So there is a whole thing about black cats. And in yes. England, they're considered lucky.
Yes.
In America, they're considered unlucky. It's one of those weird things where, like, the luck changes. What, tell me about black cats over here, and, like, do you have more black cats over Halloween time? What happens?
Just in general, there are more black cats that exist than other colors, just
really?
In nature. And they often get overlooked in shelters just because they're not as brightly colored. They don't stand out in the cages. So oftentimes there are more black cats in the shelters, yeah. but I found that black cats are the sweetest,
they
most
are.
Affectionate. I mean, look at that little guy. And
yeah.
they're gorgeous.
And it's popular with black dogs, too. They,
same with
same
black
situation.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys, don't overlook the black dogs. They're very
no.
cute. And the black cats.
The black cuties.
This guy just wanted me to hold him differently. I'm so sorry. I'm
oh,
finally
figured it out.
Or he likes being close to the baby. I don't know. One or
that
the other.
Is what it
oh, my gosh. That's adorable.
He's like all calm all of a sudden. Well, oh. these are all so sweet. Yours is probably the cuddliest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Is We've been like this for about half an hour.
They have. He's
these
the
are
runt.
All such cute kittens. And again, if you want to adopt them, you guys can definitely do that. How do you find them again?
Bestfriends.org.
Bestfriends.org,
you find out
you guys.
All of our little life-saving centers to come take one of these cuties home.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Thank you, Samantha. Thank you, Melanie. You guys will be right back.
Thank you for having me. Crushing the set.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
To blow you up.
Welcome back. We have a big announcement to make. Congratulations to Pink, who will receive the People's Champion Award at the E! People's Choice Awards.
Woohoo!
Yay! Pink is being recognized for her charity work. She has continually supported and worked with several organizations like No Kid Hungry, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Planned Parenthood, and so much more that only touches the surface of who Pink is. And why do you guys think she's so deserving of this award?
I think it's because she's unwavering mm-hmm. in what she stands for. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of people, that's such a relief.
And it's rare.
It is rare that someone yeah. is that unwavering.
Right, and she also is just a real person, right? Like, you can tell she's a really good friend. You can tell she's a really good mom. She loves her children. She's very invested. She's clapped back at a few people about it. You know, you can tell that she's just a real person all around. She's been in a relationship for a very long time. They've had their breakups and makeups. I feel like she's just... Who doesn't really like Pink, right? Like, yeah. if you talk about her, nobody's like, she's not for me. No, you like her. Even if you don't like her music, you like her as a person.
Right, because she stands up for people no matter what the backlash
yes.
might be. Remember whenever Jessica Simpson got all that backlash for dyeing her daughter's hair, and so Pink was like, okay, well, I'm going to dye my daughter's hair.
Yeah,
and then she
supportive.
Stood up for Meghan and Harry saying it was ultimate bullying. Mm-hmm. You know, she's just, whether it's a charity or if it's just an opinion about how people are being treated, she just will
she's
stand
ready.
Up for somebody.
She's no
yeah.
BS.
I love it.
Well,
I remember the first time I saw her on BET, and I was like, who's this white girl on BET just showing
up? Well, everyone, when the song came out, nobody thought she was white at first.
No one
you remember?
She was white, but
what was that first song that she
There you go. Looking pitiful.
Guys, we can't sing the song.
Right,
we're going to get
But yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, literally took what it meant to be a pop star, picked it up, and crashed it on the ground, and was like, I'm going to do it my way, and no one's going to tell me what to look like.
She told L.A. Reid, like. She said, okay. No, L.A. Reid, I'm going to do what I want.
Uh-huh.
Behind the music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pink, we love you. We're so happy for you. You most definitely deserve this award. You can watch Pink accept the People's Champion Trophy when the E! People's Choice Awards airs Sunday night, November 10th at 9, only on E! Oh, my gosh. There's going to be so many celebs at this.
I can't wait to go.
I can't wait. It's going to be so fun. Okay. Well, now we're going to completely switch gears because we got to talk about this story that is all over the news. Two Texas parents are battling over whether or not their child is transgender and who should get to make those medical decisions. Oof. The parents currently share custody of their 7-year-old twins. Both children were born boys, but one identifies as a girl. Now, the father does not believe that his child is trans, so the mother requested the court to force him to use the child's female name and embrace her gender identity. Mm. The father followed that up by asking for sole custody. Now, the court is split on how to respond. Last week, they ruled in favor of the mother, granting her sole custody and the right to make all medical and psychological decisions. Well, then, 2 days later, they changed their minds and said, no, both parents should share custody and have a say on all medical decisions.
Oof, that is a lot.
It is a lot. And to go a little bit further, just so with all of the ruling, there's a lot more to this story, but they will have to go to family counseling with both children.
Good.
They both get to make decisions on the medical decisions.
Well, that's what the court ruled, right? They both get 50-50 deciding factors over what the child does.
And there's also a permanent injunction where the parents cannot talk to the case about the media because this has gotten so much attention. The father has, started a website and has raised donations.
That is, no.
I think the one thing that the court is missing here is forcing the parents to go through an education about being trans. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times when we say, oh, you have to see a court-appointed therapist, sometimes we don't get a therapist that specializes and kids going through the trans experience. And I say that because I grew up in a place where sometimes the unknown was scarier to people, and they made quick decisions based on something that they didn't know.
Not understanding. Right.
I think the dad here does not understand, and for that, he will fight because it's the unknown.
But maybe it's not that he doesn't understand, though. Maybe he's just, maybe thinks truly the child is too young, and you think truly doesn't believe that a child can be transgender.
I don't think he truly believes that his son wants to be a female. I truly believe that he thinks that the mother has brainwashed him in some sort or something like that. I don't know if it's necessary a lack of understanding or if it's, I mean, I think that would be a beautiful thing, but the problem with the court ruling that is that then they're citing that the child is definitely wants to be a girl. And honestly, what they decided was that the child appears comfortable as male, female, or gender nonspecific. I think they're saying, like, this kid doesn't have to make a decision right now.
How about the child is 7 years old?
Yeah.
Let's observe him, her, whatever the situation is at this point, and let's just see what unfolds. And if the child at an age where he is appropriate to emotionally and physically be ready to transition into a woman, and that is what that child wants, then both parents need to get on board and do that.
Well,
but I just think 7 years old is a little bit too early to make any rash decisions. I think that psychologically, you're not even advanced enough to understand what's fully going on
with
yourself.
Yeah, but you say that now, and that's a really great point. But what happens when your mom tells you that the sky is red since you were 2 years old, and then you get to 9 and someone says it's blue?
I personally don't believe you can convince your child that they are transgendered if they are not.
I think you can do it.
I don't believe that.
I will say this. The American Academy of Pediatrics, I looked this up. So by 2, they start to know the differences between boys and girls. By 3, they can identify themselves as one or the other. And by 4, most children have the stable sense of their gender identity, according to American Academy of Pediatrics.
Don't you remember being that age? I agree with that.
No.
I'm not saying the child doesn't know. I just think 7 years old, I don't know the statistics on this, but it might just be a little bit young to start any process.
No. I think starting the process is hard, but, you see kids.
If the child wants to be in women's clothing, then fine.
But this is what happens.
But the problem is that the father, I think he has religious beliefs that are blocking him from looking into that perspective.
Unfortunately, that's not going to change the the reality of what this child is feeling.
No, but I've told you guys in the beginning, when I first realized that I was different, I thought that I was a woman trapped in a man's body because I liked boys.
Men.
I liked boys.
Yeah.
And all I knew about boys was that girls like boys. Had I had a parent that was like, oh, you're trans, maybe we should start this medical thing, maybe you should take hormones, maybe you should do X, Y, and Z, my 10-year-old mind would have been like, okay, my
I'm
mom says it's...
That's
mom,
I,
yeah, but the, yeah. What the dad is trying to do is he's trying to say, let's hold this process off and let's both make decisions so that your mother does not do that. It's easy to convince a child.
I believe that both parents should have a say in the well-being of their child and be able to make decisions that's best based on the child's, you know, everything for the child. I agree. Both, there are two people that made that child. There should be two people that have an opinion.
And
but
I think
you're
so
saying
too.
That he doesn't believe in a child being able to be transgender or doesn't believe in people who are transgendered in general because of religious beliefs, that's a different conversation.
It's gonna be tough, you know, but I will say, I just want to point out to your point is that there's also, I mean, and this is like a he said, she said, but he says that there's a risk that she might want to start giving him some sort of medicines or hormones
which I think
whatever.
7 is too young
but
for that.
The mother and the judge has also ruled that the mother has never made any, you know, she's a pediatrician. She has no interest in doing that right now by any means.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to physically affect the child
right
by any means.
But if the child at 14
that will
years
be something
old
they may
wants
have a conversation
to
about
be
later.
A woman, then he wants to be a woman.
Yeah.
Be a woman.
It's like, a complicated case, you know? But all I can hope is that after lots of counseling, they can come to a happy medium and
yes.
everybody can be...
And the child
at least
happy.
Calling the kid by the same name. You know, that's the part that's kind of troubling right now, I think, is where they're struggling with, is that the mother's referring to her as a girl and the father's referring to him as a boy. It's confusing.
Okay.
We're going to read your comments on Peter Cook getting engaged to a 21-year-old. Pierrette says, this is not a love match. It is a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship. She should get what she can while she can. And Tiffany says she's a 23-year-old student who still lives at home. She says her parents would probably lose their minds and throw me out if I said I was marrying a 60-year-old.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. You'd move right into the mansion, sister.
All right, guys, coming up, Bob Saget is here. We're going to talk about his new game show and the final season of Fuller House next.
I'm not sure if I could win against you on the track.
Probably not.
I'm not sure, but I found one vehicle that I think I could beat you on, and we're going to bring them out right now. These are water coolers with brakes.
Bob, the inside bar!
Knock it off the rope!
Brake and brake!
Cheated?
Yeah, Kyle Busch. It was funny. I was in a restaurant and I'm just in LA like months before the show even happened. And we exchanged numbers. Day before he's on the show and I'm running around on a cooler with a battery. He goes, hey, I'll see you on your show tomorrow. I'm like, what? So that's how Nashville Square started.
It's
just people texting.
So fun. This show looks like so much fun. Tell us more about it.
Well, years ago I was offered Hollywood Squares before my buddy Tom Bergeron did a beautiful job, but it was very scripted and I've done a lot of scripted hosting and stuff. And this thing was just like it's people that do hip hop squares on VH1 and this is on CMT. Country Music Television,
yeah.
When you think of that, you think of me as the host.
We were like, there is no better host for this show other than Bob Saget.
Hello. But I've done a lot of country music in my stand-up. I even got a Grammy nomination because I like to self-promote because I'm that kind of guy. I always do country music because it's fun. I do all kinds of music. But this thing, I loved a lot of the people on the show. Tanya Tucker is like... on the
wow.
show. And they also have an open drinking policy on the show.
Amen, right?
They're doing that on all, and some of the people that are smart that have been to rehab or don't drink, don't. And
right.
then, but a lot of the game shows that they said were gone are all back because people want a relief. They want entertainment. That's why they're watching you guys. I mean, they want to be entertained.
They quit our drinking, though. We used to be able to drink on Fridays, and they were like, nope, so that sucks.
You need a beer bong.
Idea.
You know, or just a thing that goes over with a vodka cooler.
There you go.
So does this show bring out cowboy boots and a cowboy hat? Will we see that?
I'm dressed normal, except in the promos, I wore what's called a nudie suit. They made a whole thing that N-U-D-I, it's not naked. It's the ones that Johnny Cash used to wear, Elvis, and the man that makes them, Manuel, made me one. So it's in the promo, so people will be able to see that as the show comes out this Friday, which is I'm supposed to do my work as a celebrity chef. Not a celebrity chef. I've been trying to get around town. Oh. Town's a little messed up right now.
Yes.
LA.
I know. Actually, we did. We heard you got evacuated.
I did. I also ate prime rib, and that came out this morning. But sorry. Can you say that? Hey, you knew what you were getting.
I like it.
It was a difficult time, and Stamos invited me to stay over because I think he wants to make his move. But it was my anniversary last night, so my wife and I had some time, private, camping, you know, up on a mountaintop, nice. Safe here.
What time did you guys have to evacuate yesterday?
Two nights ago, three in the morning. And I just grabbed this jacket and this shirt. I got to do press. Yeah. So I was ready, but then some underwear.
Oh,
I'll be out of underwear by tomorrow. But then I have to go travel, and so does she for work. So we have to do whatever we do. I don't know.
Is there any update on your house?
It's 5% contained, and so we can't, none of us can get back into our places.
You have no idea.
No, but I might, Iron Man could get in and get his stuff.
Oh. Right.
But the main thing is that to take your mind off of it, no matter where you're staying in Los Angeles, if you can't get home, which is tragic, and I hope everybody's okay and it's sad about the houses, but, you know, Nashville Square is Friday. So ashamed.
And you know what else?
I am so ashamed.
No, don't
you know
be.
What else? Fuller House. Fuller House
Fuller
is
House
coming
has
back.
9 episodes coming up at the end of this year, and then the end of the 5th season, and then the last 9 episodes will be the beginning of the new year. And then I got my video show coming on, the adult version of Videos After Dark, and that'll be on Winter Spring, they're telling me to say, which sounds like something
winter
from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Winter Spring.
Winter
okay.
Spring.
Anytime. Well, we have to talk about this clip that we saw on Andrea Barber's YouTube channel. It was a side of you we don't see very often.
Uh-oh,
you
what
got
happened?
Really emotional.
Aww.
Let's take a little clip.
Uh-oh.
I'm so proud to have been able to raise these girls and know them since they were like my girls, like my own daughters. I only had one kid when the show started, and I didn't like her.
That's not true. I love my kids more than my TV kids, but I love the TV kids. They're women. Yeah. And Candace, Jody, and Andrea are the reason that the show and all the cast and all those kids made that 5 years on Netflix really nice. And it was nice Netflix gave it 5 years. They don't do that for everybody.
Yeah.
If you're in the upside down, they'll last forever. But those kids will be 45 by the time that show goes off. But I'm excited that it's coming to a fruitive end with a lot of love. You know, for everybody. But Nashville Squares.
Yes, on Friday.
Oh, they're running two episodes Friday. They're running 2 episodes, 8 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 1 o'clock on a loop at my house.
We have no plans. This is all we're doing.
Yeah.
At your house. Okay, well, hopefully we can get back into your house by Friday, and we can all come over and we'll watch Nashville
Thank
Squares.
Thank you.
Done. Okay? Invite us over. That's good.
I will. We'll have Shabbat dinner.
All right, we'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Bob Saget!
With you!
Yeah!
Thank you.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, L, M, N, O, P.
That's the new alphabet song.
This is a remix.
That's
oh my
That's
gosh.
Not what we learned.
By teaching website Dream English, and apparently is ruining lives, L-M-N-O-P, which most have said is L-M-N-O-P since childhood, has been slowed down. What do you think?
Would you change the national anthem? Question mark. So why would you change the most well-known song in the world?
Oh, my gosh.
This is some bullshit.
Oh, he is mad. Let me write back before I get the pop out of this. All right, let's read some more of your thoughts. First on Selena's post, Angela says, OMG, it's not a big deal. Now if Selena starts hanging out and getting close with Kim, then that's a problem. And Antoine says, definitely not feeling the new alphabet remix, y'all. Send it back to where it came from.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. All right, that's our show, you guys. Tomorrow, Dr. Ruth and Bridget Marquardt will be here. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow.
Dr. Ruth, I'm so excited, Bridget.
Happy National Cat Day.
They're making me itch.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.